Blog Talk Radio.
Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. This is Amin Yasir Muhammad. Hold on, let me step away from the microphone. Alhamdulillah, this is Amin Yasir Muhammad calling for my show, The Good Life, Holy Quran and Sister Claire Muhammad, Education Hour, Alhamdulillah. We are dedicated to creating a Sister Claire Muhammad school in Los Angeles, and we, in the morning, what we do is read 130th of the Holy Quran, and we will begin. And let me see what's going on here. Alhamdulillah. All right, bro. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. We'll see exactly where we're supposed to be at. But we're going to read, inshallah, 30th of the Holy Quran. And we're supposed to be at C24. La Akbar. 20. Let's see. Yep. La Akbar. Alhamdulillah. الذي خلق السماوات والأرض الحمد لله الحمد لله لا إله إلا الله. This is Thursday and we're supposed to be at the 26th. This is the 18th day of Muharram and we are at number 26. So I bear with me a moment until we get the right reading, correct reading. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. 26:1303. The revelation of the book is from Allah, the exalted and powerful of wisdom. We created not the heavens and the earth and all between them, but for just ends and for a term appointed. And but those who reject faith turn away from that whereof they are warned. Say, do you see what it is ye invoke besides Allah? Show me what it is they have created on earth, or have their share in the heavens. Bring me a book revealed before this, or any remnant of the knowledge you may have if you are telling the truth. And who is more strange than one who invokes besides Allah such as will not answer him on the day of judgment, and who, in fact, are unconscious of their call to them? Who is more straight than one who invokes besides Allah, alhamdulillah, the deed, kalakar, samawati, Allah? And who is more straight than one who invokes besides Allah such as will not answer him on the day of judgment, and who, in fact, are unconscious of the cause of will? When mankind are gathered together at the resurrection, what they invoke will be hostile to them and reject their worship altogether. Now clear signs are rehearsed to them. The unbelievers say of the truth when it comes to them. That is evident sorcery. Do they say he has forged it? Say, had I forged it, then how can you obtain no single blessing for me from Allah? He knows best of that whereof you talk so goodly. Enough is he for witness between me and you. You are forgiving, most merciful. Say, I know things of new fangled doctrine among the messengers, nor do I know what will be done with me or with you. I follow but that which is revealed to me by inspiration. I am but a warner, open and clear. Say, see ye, if this teaching be from Allah and ye reject it, and the witness from among the children of Israel testified to a similarity with earlier scriptures, and has believed, while ye are arrogant, how unjust ye are. Truly, Allah guides not a people unjust. The unbelievers say of those who believe that this message is worth a good thing, such men would not have gone to it first before us, seeing that they guide not themselves thereby. They will say, this is an old falsehood. Before this was the book of Moses, the guide and the mercy, and this book confirms it in the Arabic tongue to admonish the unjust, and is a bad time to those who do right. Verily those who say, our Lord is Allah, remain firm on that path. Of them shall be no fear, nor shall they grieve, nor shall be companions of the guard dwelling therein, for I recompense for the good deeds we have enjoined on man, kindness to his parents, in pain to his brother, bear him, and in pain did she give him birth. But the caring of the child to his weaning is a period of 30 months. At length, when he reaches the age of full strength and attains 40 years, he says, O my Lord, grant me that I may be grateful for thy favor which thou hast bestowed upon me and upon my parents, and that I may work righteousness such as thou mayest approve, and be gracious to me in my issue. Truly have I turned to thee, and truly do I bow to thee in Islam. Such are they from whom we shall accept the best of their deeds and pass by their ill deeds, they shall be among the planted of the garden, a promise of truth which was made to them in this life. But there is one who says to his parents, feed on you, will you hold out the promise to me that I shall be raised up even though generations have passed before me without rising again? They too seek Allah's aid and rebuke the sun. Woe to thee, have faith, for the promise of Allah is true. He says, this is nothing but tales of the ancients, such as they against whom is proved the sentence among the previous generations of jinns and men that have passed away, for they will be utterly lost, and to all are assigned degrees according to the deeds which they have done, and in order that Allah may recompense their deeds and no injustice be done to them. And on the day that the unbelievers will be placed before the fire, it will be said to them, ye receive your good, ye receive your good deeds and the life of the world, and ye took your pleasure out of them. But today ye shall be recompensed with the penalty of humiliation, for that ye were arrogant on earth without just cause, and that ye ever transgressed. Mentioned Hud, one of Ad's own brethren, behold, he warned his people about this winding sand tracks, but there have been warned before him and after him. Worship ye none other than Allah. Truly I fear for you the penalty of the might of the mighty day. He said, hast thou come in order to turn us aside from our God? Then bring upon us the calamity with which thou dost threaten us, if thou art telling me the truth. He said, the knowledge of them is of when it will come is only with Allah. I proclaim to you the mission on which I have been sent, but I see that ye are a people in arrogance. Then when they saw the penalty in the shape of a cloud traversing the sky, coming to meet their valley, they said, this cloud will give us rain. Nay, it is a calamity you are asking to be hastened, a wind wherein is a grievous penalty. Everything will get destroyed by the command of its Lord. Then by the morning, nothing must be seen but the ruins of their houses. Thus do we recompense those given to sin. And we have firmly established them in prosperity and power, which we have given to you, O Quraysh. We have endowed them with the faculties of hearing, seeing, heart, and intellect. But of no profit to them were their faculties of hearing, sight, and heart, and intellect, when they went on rejecting the signs of Allah, and they were completely encircled by that which they used to mock at. We destroyed after time populations round about you, and we have shown the signs in various ways that they may turn to us. By then was no help for coming to them from those whom they worship as gods besides Allah as a means of success to Allah. Nay, they left them in the lurch. That was their falsehood and their invention. Behold, we turn towards thee a company of years quietly listening to the Quran. And they stood in the presence thereof. They said, listen in silence. When the reading was finished, they returned to their people to warn them of their sins. They said, O our Lord, we have heard a book revealed after Moses confirming what came before it and guides men to the truth and to a straight path. O our Lord, O our people, hearken to the one who invites you to Allah and believe in him. He will forgive you your fault, deliver you from a penalty grievous. If any does not hearken to the one who invites us to Allah or cannot frustrate Allah's plan on earth, and no protective head he has besides Allah, such men wander in manifest error. See they not that Allah, who created the heavens and the earth, and never weary with their creation, is able to give life. Again, quietly listening to the Quran. When they stood in the presence thereof, they said, listening in silence. When the reading was finished, they returned to their people to warn them of their sin. They said, oh, our people, we have heard a book revealed after Moses, confirming what came before it. It guides men to the truth and to a straight path. Oh, our people, hearken to the one who invites you to Allah and believe in him. He will forgive you your faults and deliver you from a penalty grievous. If any does not hearken to the one who invites us to Allah, he cannot affect Allah's plan, frustrate Allah's plan on earth. And no protectors can he have besides Allah. Such men wonder and manifest error. See they not that Allah, who created the heavens and the earth, never weary with their creation, is able to give life to the dead. Yea, verily he has power over all things. On the day that the unbelievers will be placed before the fire, they will be asked, is this not the truth? They will say, yea, for our Lord. One will say, then chase ye the penalty, for that ye were wont to deny truth. Therefore, patiently persevere, as did all messengers, and inflexible purpose, and be in no haste about the unbelievers on the day that they will see the punishment promised them. It will be as if they had not carried more than an hour in a single day, dying but to proclaim the message. But shall any be destroyed except those who transgress? Alhamdulillah. Muhammad, name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful. With God's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. Those who reject Allah and hinder men from the path of Allah, their deeds will render astray from their mark. But those who believe and do righteous, do deeds of righteousness and believe in revelation sent down to Muhammad, for it is the truth from the Lord. He will move around the eels and improve their condition. It's because those who reject Allah follow guarantees, while those who believe follow the truth from their Lord. Thus does Allah set forth for man your blessings by similitude. Therefore, when you meet the unbelievers in fight, smite at their necks, that then when he have thoroughly subdued them, bind the bond firmly on them. Thereafter is the time for either generosity or ransom until the war lays down its burdens. Thus are you commanded. But if it had been Allah's will, you could certainly have exacted retribution from them himself. But he lets you fight, nor to test you, some with others, but those who are slain in the way of Allah, he will never let their deeds be lost. Soon will he guide them and improve their condition, and admit them to the garden which he has announced for them. When you believe, if you will aid the cause of Allah, he will aid you and plant your feet firmly. Those who reject Allah, for them is destruction, and Allah will render their deeds astray from their mark. That is because they hate the revelation of Allah, so he has made their deeds fruitless. Do they not travel through the earth to see what was the end of those before them who did evil? Allah brought utter destruction on them, and a similar fate awaits those who reject Allah. That is because Allah is protective of those who believe, but those who reject Allah have no protector. Verily, Allah will admit those who believe and do righteous deeds to gardens beneath which rivers flow, while those who reject Allah will enjoy this world and eat as cattle eat, and the fire will be their abode. And how many cities with more power than thy city, which has driven thee out, have we destroyed for their sins, and there was none to aid them? Is then one who is on a clear path from his Lord no better than one to whom the evil of his conduct seems pleasing, and such as follow their own lust? There is a parable of the garden which the righteous are promised. In it are rivers of water incorruptible, rivers of milk on which the taste never changes, rivers of wine, a joy to those who drink, and rivers of honey, pure and clear. In it there are for them all kinds of fruits and grace from their Lord. And those in such bliss be compared to such as shall dwell forever in the fire and be given to drink boiling water so that it cuts up their bowels to pieces. And among them are men who listen to thee, but in the end, when they go out from thee, they say to those who have received knowledge, what is it he said just then? Such are men whose hearts Allah has sealed and who follow their own lust. But to those who receive guidance, he increases the light of guidance and bestows on them their piety and restraints from evil. Do they then only wait for the hour that it should come on them of a sudden, but already have come some tokens thereof? And when it actually is on them, how can they benefit then by their admonitions? Know therefore that there is no God but Allah, and ask forgiveness for thy fault and for the men and women who believe, for Allah knows how you move about and how you dwell in your homes. Those who believe say, why is not a surah sent down for us? But when a surah of basic or categorical meaning is revealed, and cladding is mentioned therein, thou wilt see those in whose hearts is the disease looking at thee with a look, one assuming at the approach of death, but more fitting for them were it to obey and say what is just, and when a matter is resolved on it, it were best for them if they were true to Allah. Then is it to be expected of you, if you were put in authority, that you will do mischief in the land and break your ties of kith and kin, the men whom Allah has cursed, for he has made them deep and blinded their sight. Will they not then earnestly seek to understand the Quran, or are their hearts locked up by them? Those who turn back as apostates after guidance was clearly shown to them, the evil one has instigated them and buoyed them up with false hopes. Just because they said to those who hate what Allah has revealed, will obey you in part of this matter, but Allah knows any secrets. But how will it be when the angels take their souls at death and smite their faces and their backs? It's because they followed that which called forth the wrath of Allah, and they hated Allah's good pleasure, so he made their deeds of no effect. Or do those in whose hearts is diseased think that Allah will not bring to light all their rancor? Had we so willed, we could have shown them up to thee, and thou should have known them by their marks, but surely thou will know them by the tone of their speech, and Allah knows all that ye do. And we shall try you until we test those among you who strive their utmost and persevere in patience, and we shall cry your reported metal. Those who reject Allah hinder men from the path of Allah and resist the messenger after guidance has been clearly shown to them. Will not injure Allah in the least, but he will make her deed to no effect. O ye believe, obey Allah and obey the messenger, and make not vain your deeds. Those who reject Allah and hinder men from the path of Allah, then die rejecting Allah. Allah will not forgive them. Be not weary and faint-hearted, crying for peace when ye should be the most. For Allah is with you and will never put you in loss for your good deeds. The life of this world is but play and amusement. And if you believe in God against evil, he will grant you your recompense, but will not ask you to give up your possessions. If he were to ask you for all of them, oppress you, you would covetously withhold, and he would bring out all your ill feelings. Behold, we are those invited to spend a recessment in the way of Allah, but among you are some that are miserly, and any who are miserly are so at the expense of their own souls. Allah is free of all wants, and it is ye that are needy. If you turn back from the path, he will substitute in your stead another people, then they will not be like you.
Verily, we have granted
be a manifest victor of the enlightenment of Shaitan and Rajin. Verily, we have granted thee a manifest victory, that Allah may forgive thee and faults in the past and those who follow the fear of his favor to thee and guide thee on the straight way, and that Allah may help thee with powerful help. It is he who sent down tranquility from the hearts of the believers, that they may add faith to their faith, for to Allah belong the forces of the heavens and the earth. Allah is full of knowledge and wisdom, that he may admit the men and women who believe to guard beneath which rivers flow, to dwell therein for aye, and remove their ills from them, and that is in the sight of Allah the highest achievement for man, that he may punish the hypocrites, men and women, and the polytheists, men and women who imagine evil opinion of Allah. On them is a round of evil. The wrath of Allah is on them. He has cursed them and got hell ready for them, and evil is it for a destination. For to Allah belong the forces of the heaven and the earth, and Allah is lost in the power, full of wisdom. We have truly sent thee as a witness, as a bringer of glad tidings and a warning, in order that ye, O men, may believe in Allah and the messenger, that ye may assist and honor him and celebrate his praise in morning and evening. Verily, those who plight their fealty to thee do no less than plight their fealty to Allah. The hand of Allah is over their hands. Then anyone who violates his oath does so to the harm of his own soul. Anyone who fulfills what he has covenanted with Allah, Allah will soon grant him a great reward. The disbearers who lag behind will say to thee, we were engaged in looking after our flocks and herds and our families. Do thou then ask forgiveness for us? They say with their tongues, but it's not in their hearts. Say, who then has any power at all to intervene on your behalf with Allah if his will is to give you some loss or to give you some profit? But Allah is well acquainted with all that you do. Nay, you thought that the messengers leaves would never return to their families. This seemed pleasing in your hearts. You conceived an evil thought, for you are people lost in wickedness. And if any believe not in Allah and his messenger, we are prepared for those who reject Allah a blazing fire. To Allah belong the dominion of the heavens and the earth. He forgives whom he wills, and he punishes whom he wills. But Allah is all-forgiving, most merciful. Those who lag behind will say, when ye are free to march and take booty in war, permit us to follow you. They wish to change Allah's decree. Say, not thus will ye follow us. Allah has already declared this beforehand. Then they will say, but ye are jealous of us. Nay, but little do they understand such things. Say to the desert bears who lag behind. Say to the desert bears who lag behind, ye shall be summoned. Ye shall be summoned to fight against the people given to vehement war. Then shall ye fight, or they shall submit. Then if you show obedience, Allah will grant you a goodly reward. But if you turn back as ye did before, he will punish you with a grievous penalty. No blame is there on the blind, nor is there blame on the lame, nor on one ill, if he joins not the war. But he that obeys Allah and the messenger of Allah will admit him regarded beneath rivers flow. When he returns back, Allah will punish him with a grievous penalty. Allah's good pleasure was on the believers when they swore fealty to thee under the tree. He knew what was in their hearts, and he sent down tranquility to them, and he rewarded them with a speedy victory. And many gains will they require besides in Allah's exalted and powerful religion. Allah promised you many gains that ye shall acquire, and he has given. He has given you those beforehand, and he has restrained the hands of men from you, that it may be a sign for the believer, that ye may guide you, that he may guide you on a straight path. And other gains there are which are not within your power, but which Allah is compass and Allah is power over all things. If unbelievers should fight you, they would certainly turn their backs, then would they find neither protector nor helper. Such has been the law of Allah already in the past. No change without find in the law of Allah. And it is he who has restrained their hands from you and your hands from them in the midst of Zakr, and that he gave you victory over them. And Allah sees well all that you do. They are the ones who deny revelation, hindered you from the sacred mosque, and the sacrificial animal detained from reaching their place of sacrifice. Had there not been believing men and believing women whom you did not know, that you were trampling down, and on those accounted, crime would have accrued to you without our knowledge. Allah would have allowed you to force your way, but he held back your hands. That he may admit to his mercy whom he will. And if they had been apart, we should certainly have punished the unbelievers among them with the grievous punishment. While the unbelievers got up in their hearts, the heathen camp of ignorance. Allah sent down his tranquility to his messenger and to the believers. It made them sit close to the command of self-restraint. And well were they entitled to it and worthy of it. Allah has full knowledge of all things. Truly did Allah fulfill the vision for his messenger. Ye shall enter the sacred mosque if Allah wills. Nice, secure, head shaved, hair cut short, without fear, for he knows what ye knew not, and he granted besides this a speedy victory. It is he who has sent his messenger with guidance, and the vision of truth. Reveal it over all religions, and enough is Allah for witness. Muhammad is a messenger of Allah, and those who are with him are strong against unbelievers, but compassionate among each other. Thou wilt see them bow and prostrate themselves in prayer, seeking grace from Allah, his good pleasure. And their faces are their marks, being the traces of their prostration. This is their similitude in the Torah, and their similitude in the gospel is like a seed which sends forth its blade, then makes it strong. It then becomes thick, and it stands on its own stem, filling the sword with wonder and delight. As a result, it fills the unbelievers with rage at them. Allah has promised those among them who believe and do righteous deeds forgiveness and a great reward. Hujarat, the chambers, who ye believe, put not yourselves forward before Allah and his messenger, but fear Allah, for Allah is he who hears and knows all things. When ye believe, raise not your voices above the voice of the prophet, but speak aloud to him and talk, that ye may speak aloud to one another, lest your deeds become vain and ye perceive not those that lower their voice in the presence of Allah's messenger. Their hearts has Allah tested for piety. For them is forgiveness and a great reward. Those who shout out to thee from without for the inner apartments, most of them lack understanding. If only they had patience until God could have to them, it would be best for them. But Allah is all forgiving, most merciful. O ye who believe, if a wicked person comes to you with any news, ascertain the truth, lest you harm people unwillingly, and afterwards you come for repentance for what ye have done. And know that among you is Allah's messenger, for he in many matters to follow, but wishes you would surely fall into misfortune. But Allah has endeared the faith to you, has made it beautiful in your hearts, and he has made hateful to you unbelief and wickedness and rebellion. Such indeed are those who walk in righteousness and grace and favor from Allah, and Allah is full of knowledge and wisdom. If two parties among the believers fall into a quarrel, they keep peace between them, but if one of them transgresses beyond bounds against the other, then fight ye all against the one that transgresses until it complies with the command of Allah. And if it complies, then make peace between them with justice and be fair. Allah loves those who are fair and just. The believers are but a single brotherhood who make peace and reconciliation between your two contending brothers. And fear Allah that you may receive mercy. For ye believe that not some men among you laugh at others. Maybe that the latter are better than the former. Or that some women laugh at others, and maybe that the latter are better than the former. For the fame, nor be sarcastic to each other, nor call each other by offensive nickname. Ill-seeming is a name connoting wickedness to be used or one. As he has believed, and those who do not persist indeed are doing wrong. When you believe, avoid suspicion as much as possible, for suspicion in some cases is sin, and spying not on each other, nor speak ill of each other behind the back. Would any of you like to eat the flesh of his dead brother? Nay, you would abhor it, but fear Allah. Allah is oft returning, most merciful. O mankind, we created you from a single pair of a male and a female, and made you into nations and tribes that you may know each other, not that you may despise each other. Rather, the most honored of you in the sight of Allah is he who is the most righteous of you. And Allah has full knowledge and is well acquainted with all things. It does the verse say, we believe, say, ye have no faith, but ye only say, we have submitted our will to Allah. For not yet has faith entered your hearts, but if you obey Allah and his messages, he will not little odd of your deeds, for Allah is all forgiving, most merciful. Only those are believers who have believed in Allah and his messenger, and have never since doubted, but have striven with their belongings and their person in the cause of Allah. Such are the sincere ones. What will ye instruct Allah about your religion? But Allah knows all that is in the heavens and on earth. He has full knowledge of all things. They impress on thee as a favor that they may embrace Islam. Say, count not your Islam as a favor upon me. Nay, Allah has conferred a favor upon you, and that he has guided you to the faith. If ye be true and sincere, really Allah knows the secrets of the heavens and the earth. And Allah sees well all that ye do. By the glorious Quran, God, Allah's messenger. But they wondered that there has come to them a warner from among themselves. So the unbelievers say, this is a wonderful thing. But when we die and become dust, shall we live again? That is a sort of return far from our understanding. You already know how much of them the earth takes away. But that's a record guarding the... You already know how much of the earth takes away. But that's a record guarding the full account. but they deny the truth when it comes to them. So they are in a confused state. They do not look at the sky above them. We have made it and adorned it, and there are no flaws in it. And the earth we have spread it out and set therein mountains, standing firm and produce therein every kind of beautiful growth and fairness to be observed and commemorated by every devotee turning to Allah. And we send down from the sky rain charged with blessing, and we produce therewith gardens and grain for harvest, and tall and stately palm trees with shoots of fruit stalks pile one over another. At Christmas for Allah's servants, and we give new life therewith to man that is dead. Thus will be the resurrection. Before them was denied the Shiatsu by the people of Noah, the companions of the Ross, Tammuz, as they were in the brethren of Lot, the companions of the wood, and the people of Tuba, each one of them rejected the message, and my warning was duly fulfilled in them. And were we then weary with the first creation, that they should be in confused doubt about a new creation? It was we who created man, and we know what dark suggestions his soul next to him, for we are nearer to him than his gentler vein. Behold, to God his intelligence. Behold, who are an angel appointed to learn his doings, learn and note them, one sitting on the right and one on the left. Not a word does he utter, but there is a sentinel by him ready to note it. And the stupor of death will bring truth before his eyes. This was the thing which thou wast trying to escape. And the trumpet shall be blown. That will be the day where a warning had been given. And there will come forth every soul, which each will be an angel to drive, an angel to bear witness. And it will be said, thou wast heedless of this. Now have we removed thy veil, and sharpened thy sight this day. And the companion will say, here's the record ready with me. The sentence will be throw. To hell every contumacious rejecter of Allah, who forbade what was good, transgressed all bounds, cast insufficient, who set up another god besides Allah, going into a severe penalty. His companion would say, our Lord, I did not make him transgress, but he was himself far astray. He would say, dispute not with each other in my presence. I had already in advance sent you a warning. The word changes not before me, and I do not release injustice to my servants. One day we will ask hell, art thou filled to the full? It will say, are there any more to come? And the garden will be brought nigh. For the righteous, no more a thing distant. A voice will say, this is what was promised to you. For everyone who turned to Allah in sincere repentance, who kept his law, who feared Allah most gracious, unseen, and brought a heart turned in devotion to him, and he therein in peace and security. This is the day of eternal life. There will be for them therein all that they wish for and more besides in our presence. But how many generations before them did we destroy for their sins, strong in power? Then did they wander through the land? Was there any place of escape for them? Brethren, this is the message for any that has a heart and understanding, who gives ear and earnestly witnesses the truth. We created the heavens and the earth and all between them in 6 days. Nor did any sense of weariness touch us. Bear then with patience all that they say, and celebrate the praise of thy Lord, or the rising of the sun, and the glorious setting, and during part of the night also celebrate his praise. And so likewise, after the posture of the radiation, and listen for the day when the caller will call out from a place quite near, the day when they will hear a mighty blast. In very truth, that will be the day of resurrection. Really, it is we who give life and death. To us is the final goal, the day when the earth will be and the thunder from men hurrying out. That will be a gathering together quite easy for us. We know best what they say, and thou art not one to overawe them by force, but a modest as a crime, such as fear my warnings. But I miss your time. The winds that scatter, Surah 51. By the winds that scatter broadcast, and those that lift and bear away heavy weights, those that flow with ease and gentleness, those that distribute and apportion by command, really that which your promise is true. And verily judgment and justice must indeed come to pass. By the sky which the moon is passed, till you are in a doctrine discordant, which are deluded away from the truth, such as would be deluded. Woe to the falsehood monger, those who flounder, heedless in a flood of confusion. They ask, when will the day of judgment? It will be the day of judgment and justice. It will be a day when they will be tried and tested over the fire. Take ye your trial. This is what you used to ask to be hastened. Because of the righteous, there will be a mist of garden and springs, taking joy in the things which their Lord gives them, because before then they lived a good life. They were in the habit of sleeping but little by night, and in the hours of their dawn, they were found praying for forgiveness. And in their wealth and their possession was remembered the right of the needy, him who asks and him who has for some reason prevented from asking. On the night are signs for those who have assured faith, and also in your own self will you not then see. And in heaven is your sustenance, and in heaven your sustenance is also that which you have promised. And by the Lord of heaven and earth, this is the very truth as much as the fact that ye can speak intelligently to each other. As the story reached thee of the honored guests of Abraham, behold, they entered his presence and said peace. He said peace and thought these seemed unusual people. Then he turned quickly to his household, brought out a fatted calf, and placed it before them. He said, will you not eat? And they did not eat. He conceived the fear of them. They said, fear not. And they gave him glad tidings of a son endowed with knowledge. His wife came forward, laughing aloud. She smote her forehead and said, a barren old woman. They said, even so, as that Lord has spoken, he is full of wisdom and knowledge. Abraham said, what? Oh, you messages are barren now. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillah. Alameen. Allahu Akbar. Allah speaks the truth. Mighty, mighty truth.
And, well, radio audience, and we'd like to take this opportunity to present to you a great spokesperson for the human soul. And that's who, folks?
Thank you, Brother Rafa. Peace be unto you. Assalamu alaikum. We always thank God for our presence. We say alhamdulillah. We thank God for our present and we just start with our future, and especially with our delivery. We trust God with our delivery that he'll bless us to achieve the best for you in the audience here and you in the radio audience. We begin by saying, Bismillah, Rahman, Rahim, with God's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. Life is the last battlefield. Life itself is the last battlefield. Human life is core life, the core life of humanity. Human essence is what counts for that core life. Human essence for human life is as a seed for a plant or for plant life. Our classic scriptures give us that comparison. For plants, seed lost, future lost. For humans, essence lost, future lost. Where people are found not conscious of what it means to be human or to have human life, life goes down, not up. Of all the global land masses, Africa appears now to be suffering the greater loss. However, hope is not lost. The Wilson Quarterly Magazine, Wilson Winner issue, 2008, carries a covered feature. I give you the quote that's on that cover of this winner issue of that magazine. Quote, "The Coming Revolution in Africa" by G. Pascal Zachary. Small farmers representing more than half sub-Saharan Africans are situating themselves to brighten the future for the whole continent. These small farmers are growing beautiful crops, exporting their produce to Europe. Wherever human life is valued, life is on the up and up. To lose a sense of human value is a loss of life's most potent motivation, a belief that all humans are of the same human essence serve to keep the slaves up in spirit. Nations survive and nations prosper by the pride in achievement or upon the pride in achievement. However, eventually, that pride fails. Bear with me. Human nature of its own constitution holds up life. Life rewards those who value it and punishes those who mistreat it. For the global community, the war is not on the other side of the ocean. The war and the final battle occur wherever people are. This time of the global community, all of us are brought together in spirit, and the cultures of the various people on this planet Earth are mixing. Community dynamics are working now to finish us off or to save us for a new and better future. What is community dynamics? Community dynamics is the interaction of social interests, moral interests, political interests, industrial interests. When all of these interact, they produce a movement, and that movement goes forward as long as human essence are in the mix, alive in the mix. This battlefield is in the hood, where the children of ancestors sold on slave blocks are culturally put in.